Blog Talk Radio.
Tiffany Thompson is the founder and CEO of It's All About You Ministry International, located in Chicago, Illinois. She was born and raised on the west side of Chicago. Anointed by the Lord Jesus Christ, she is gifted to reach people of various backgrounds and nationalities. She is a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ with a strong prophetic call on her life. It's All About You Ministry was given to her by way of the Holy Spirit in January 2005 from out of her home. She has touched the lives of many, whether in local churches, street corners, or workplace. Her ultimate goal is to advance the kingdom of God. She is an entrepreneur, writer, poet, and motivational speaker, all for the kingdom of God. Tiffany Thompson has received a certificate from the Samuel School of Prophets under the instructor, Apostle Raphael Robinson, CEO, founder of Word Kingdom. And now, without further ado, here's Miss Tiffany Thompson.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you for the applause. Thank you for the applause. I'd like to welcome everybody tonight to It's All About You Ministries International. I have myself, Tiffany Thompson, and I have Mr. Dennis Weston. He's not with me tonight, but I always give thanks unto him. Whom God used to open this door. So I want to thank you all for joining us, All About You Ministries International. And this is where the Spirit of the Lord is. This is where we're led by the Spirit. This is where we have open conversations. Everything is recorded live. It's uncut. We just keep it real. We just keep it 100 on this show. And what I like about it, you can call in. You can push the one button if you have a statement, a prayer request, anything that you want to say, anything that's on your heart. Just press the one button at any given time, and we'll take that request. Amen. But I would just like to thank everybody for logging in. We've been off for a season. We've been playing a lot of our reruns, which have all been awesome. The shows have been awesome. We're back, and we're back in a new season, a new time. God has done something different and new in us, and I'm just blessed by it. I'm blessed, and I'm thankful for the doors that he's opening in my life and in yours, because I know he's doing something for you too. So I just want to thank you all for supporting me. For supporting me, for supporting my ministry, and most of all, for supporting the vision that God has given me. My ultimate goal is always to help people, to enhance the kingdom, to grow people, and to pull people out of bondage, out of whatever it is that they're in and that they desire to be free from. My goal is to help them get free. Amen. So I just thank God for you all. I just want to really expound on It's All About You Ministries and where it comes from. It came from God. He gave it to me. He let me know in the door, it's not about you, but it's about me, which is him himself, and it's about my people. Pretty much go get my people, keep it 100 with them, let them know who I am. I'm not this religious person, but I am a spirit, and they that worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth. But most of all, he's real. He's with you. He understands you. He knows you. He knows all about you, in sin and out of sin. He's God, and he's God alone. So I just wanted to just share that, and that's my mission, and that's my goal. So I just really thank God for you all. I thank God for Dennis and his absence. He is truly a blessing to me in my life, to this ministry, to the radio ministry. And we want to move on with the show. But one thing I don't do, I acknowledge God in all I do. One thing I don't do, and I don't start off without a word of prayer. Before anybody press the one button, whatever you want to talk about, we can talk about it. But before you do that, we're gonna start off in prayer. So, Father God in heaven, we just want to thank you, God, for tonight. We want to thank you for this new season in our life on this show on tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. And God, we pray right now, God, that your blood prevail, Father, over every ear gate that's on this phone on tonight, God, that's on the radio show, that's logged in and listening, Father. Father, I pray that something be said, Father, something be done, Father, to encourage them, Father, to go press a little harder, God, to God. To let them know that there's hope for tomorrow, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, anoint every ear gate, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, anoint me, Father. Anoint, Father, your vessel, your willing vessel, Father. Father, let it be none of me but all of you on the show tonight and those that call in, Father. Anoint them, Father. Cause them to encourage some other listener, some other caller, Father, those that have resources, Father. In the name of Jesus, God, we call them all in on tonight right now in the name of Jesus. And we pray, God, your will be done. We pray your kingdom come, God, on earth as it is in heaven, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. And, Lord, we just say thank you. We glorify you and we honor you, Father. This is in your son Jesus' name that we pray these things. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And so, well, I'm not going to hold you all tonight, but I want you to also keep in mind, even in this new season, I am seeking a co-host that has experience, that love people, that love God, first of all, and then love people, that's not afraid to talk, that's not fearful, but yet bold in the Lord. So I am seeking a co-host, and I am doing interviews. I will be posting it real soon, but I'm seeking a co-host to come on the show and to stand on the Word of God and to help people get free, delivered, not to judge anybody, but to help everybody, because we all come from somewhere and from some place, and we all still in something that we want to be delivered from. So I just pray if you know someone or whatever the case may be, just send me an inbox on Facebook. Those of you know me, you can text message me. However you need to get to me, that's fine. You can visit the ministry website. It's www.allaboutyou.org. So you can visit the ministry website also to get in contact with me. Amen. But I'm not going to hold you long. I wanted to just start off in prayer and then just start off thanking you all, because you all are truly appreciated. You really are. You really are. And again, at any given time, you can push the one button. I'm here to serve. So I'm here to serve you. So at any given time, I stop what I'm doing and I take a call. And I see someone has already pressed it, so I'm going to turn on your mic. Just give me your name. Hello? Hello?
Oh, hi.
Have your name?
This is Teresa.
Hi.
Yes.
Can you come a little closer to the phone? We can hardly hear you.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Okay, yes, that's better.
Oh, yes. I was just calling in, just want to give God the glory at all times. I'm not taking the recognition, but the recognition belongs to him. And I just wanted, you know, to say, you mentioned the word, you was looking for a co-host, not to be judgmental, and a lot of times, you know, a lot of us, we tend to judge and slip up and say things we shouldn't say. So, you know, I just ask God for repentance, because I know I've done that so many times. And God just, you know, yesterday I was watching reality TV, a celebrity housewives or ex-wives, and I looked at them at a different perspective. What happened was, you know, it was some reason, it was like I was feeling empathetic towards them, and my heart was just pouring out to them. I'm not saying that, okay, the husband or they had played a part in the destruction of their marriage or whatever it may be, but I looked and I said, they need to be loved on too, and God loves them. And some, I don't know how, you know, their belief in God is, I'm quite sure they believe in God, but they're human just like everybody else. And I just look at them, I said, Lord, I was just praying for them. I just pray that they, you know, find God, seek God for answers, seek God for, you know, to find joy in their life. And some of them are miserable. But I just felt like, you know, for the first time, I'm like, I looked at them like they're just humans. I didn't judge them. Everybody is going through something. And I just saw them in a different light. So
that's
I just thank God for just not, you know, because you know how people do, they always be judgmental. They always put them down. They ain't no good. We don't know what they're going through. A lot of times some of these celebrities are going through depression, even committed suicide. So we have to reach out to them, pray for them. So God just, you know, gave me a revelation to not even judge the ones on TV because we don't know what they're going through. So, I mean, that's what I wanted to say. Then I don't want to take up much of your time, but I also wanted to share a testimony. I was on a prayer call this morning, and God just woke me up this morning. I thank God for that at 5:30 so I can get prepared for the 6 o'clock call at Quam Ministry. And God gave me a revelation. I just started pouring out in tears. He gave me a revelation a while ago, and whatever I receive a revelation, I write it down so I won't forget it. But at that time, it wasn't time for me to release it. So what happened was my mom had 9 of us, and of those 9 children, 2 of them were born, you know, healthy, normal. The 7 kids, they were developmentally delayed, and 3 of them passed away. And so I looked at God. God revealed to me that basically he protected me in my mom's womb. And one of the brother that came out healthy, he died about 2005. So I just felt like I was so lonely in this world. And I'm like, Lord, why? Why did you do this to me? But then I looked at it. He had a purpose for my pain. And he protected me in my mom's womb. I could have been developmentally delayed, or the other word, they said mentally handicapped. But he kept me. Even though I went through struggles, he kept me because he knew I had a purpose in my life. And it was just so amazing. I'm like, wow, God, you did this just for me. Even I had to go through a lot of hurdles, but then I realized, I'm like, wow, God, you protected me in my mom's womb. And I thank you for that. So I'm very grateful. Regardless of what background I came from, he chose me. And I'm grateful for that. So that's
Amen.
My testimony. Go ahead.
Amen. I thank God for that testimony because the Bible says, he'll take the foolish things of the world to confirm the wise. For those that feel that our life wasn't perfect, you know, we weren't born with a silver spoon in our mouth. We see some people make it easy, and we have to struggle and fight for everything that we want or need, but yet God is still with us. He has never left us. He said he promised to never leave us nor forsake us. So, I would use that as a testimony. Yes, I mean, my life, I was a fool. I just did all of the wrong things. You know, I've had a miscarriage. You know, I've lost a child. So there are everybody's life is different, but we all have a testimony. We all have a reason. I don't think none of us have a reason, not a reason to get up and glorify God when we wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
Just the fact that we open our eyes. You know, the fact that he allowed his breath to continue to breathe in us is a testimony. And I thank God for you, for your boldness for calling in to share that, because you don't know who that just helped that was listening. You know, that's on the other end that's listening. So I thank God for you sharing that, truly.
Yes.
It takes a lot sometimes to...
Yep.
to share something that we feel shameful about.
Yep.
But but it takes the boldness of God, the strength of God, and the courage of God that we know that he's with us. And we don't have to be shamed. We don't have to walk in shame anymore. We don't have to walk with our heads down anymore. You know, we can just hold our head up boldly and declare, hey, this is what God did. Yeah, that used to be what my life was about, but look at it now. Amen.
Amen.
So I bless God for you. I really do, and I thank God for the call.
Thank you.
We have another call. Hello? Stay with me. Don't go anywhere, okay? We have another caller on hold as well, okay? Thank you. I love you. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hello?
Yes, Tiffany.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Hi. Can I have your name?
Patricia.
God bless you, Patricia.
How are you
Thank
doing
you
today,
for
Tiffany?
In.
All right, all right.
I'm
Tiffany,
doing
I'm
good.
Good. Right now, I want to talk about something that I'm going through right now, and I'm grateful. I'm so grateful, and I give God all the glory and all the honor because he done brought me from so far from them streets. But the thing is this, he have moved my life to another level, and this level is taking me to another level. But the thing is this, Tiffany, I'm fighting some things within myself. I'm going to say it like this. I went to a bingo the other night when my sister came into town. And Tiffany, I was so convicted. I was so convicted. The next day, I couldn't sleep. I was so convicted. And I talked to her and I explained to her, when you come into town, I don't feel right playing bingo anymore. Because I feel like God is taking me to another level. He said, trust me, I will give you the things you want and the things you need. You don't have to do those, play bingo and all that. That's gambling to me now. And with the level he have taken me to, I feel like a lot of things I used to do is wrong now. I don't want to be a part of it. So I need...
Amen.
What I'm saying is, I just need to be... I need to be at a level where I can just focus on the Lord. I get up in the morning. I do what I'm supposed to do. I get up, I pray, I read, I study, and give God his time. And then the rest of the day, it's like I'm defocused.
Okay.
I listen to my word.
Now, what
stuff.
I want to do.
I have my TV turned on.
Patricia.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I want you to know, according to the word of God, that there is now, therefore, no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, that walks after the spirit and not after the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is, and what this scripture is saying is, you might fall again tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And it may not be in the same area, bingo. But you cannot condemn yourself. You cannot allow the enemy to condemn you.
Okay.
The Bible says once we repent unto God, he throws it straight in the sea of forgetfulness, never to remember it again.
Mm-hmm.
The only person that continues to remind us of our sin or of anything we've done is the enemy. God don't continue to beat us up over anything we've done. He already understands we're imperfect, striving to be perfect in him, and we need his help to do that. Am I excusing sin? No. What I am saying is we are wrapped in flesh and we are tempted on every side.
Okay.
Tempted by the enemy. And then there's a scripture that also talks about how we're also drawn away by our own lustful desires.
Mm-hmm.
Even when that happens, you just repent. Just repent.
Okay. Okay.
Don't allow an enemy to beat you up. Not over no bingo game when we got people out here killing, murdering, and everything else.
Right.
You know, they doing all type of stuff. am I saying, oh, be like them? No. What I'm saying is, because you know you are in Christ Jesus, you are a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, you all things have become new. All things in your life have become new. So even in the past, when you would allow the enemy to beat you up for something you done, even when you got high, the next day he want to beat you up, make you feel bad, make you feel bad and ugly. God don't
right.
make us feel like that.
Right.
He don't allow us to feel like that.
Okay.
So don't even worry about it. Get up, brush yourself off, hold your head up, and talk back to the devil.
Okay.
Let him know that's the old me. Oh, well, I did it. It's a done deal. But God forgot it as soon as
mm-hmm.
I repent.
Okay, but the thing is this, Tiffany. I have my heart set on doing what's right, trying to get closer to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I get up in the morning, I do my studying, my reading, my praying and everything, worshiping the Lord. But I do it up until about 10, 11 o'clock in the morning. I get up at 5:30, sometimes 6. And but then I turn my TV on, channel 7-Eleven, to listen to the gospel stations. And I get distracted. The first time I turn on my computer to read messages and stuff, I get distracted with it. Or then I turn on my other TV and get distracted with that. Now it's like, okay, I done put God to the side to do these other little bitty things. And I don't be liking that because what I want to get so close to God is crazy.
Well, let me tell you, but I want you, again, I want to continue to reiterate this. Preachers. Now I have to just keep it 100. Preachers, apostles, they all go through the same thing. Don't get it mixed up because someone is standing behind a pulpit in a robe. They are tempted as well as we are.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as we're in the flesh, it's going to happen. What you do with those things that you feel like are a distraction, you take them to God in prayer. Because the only way that you're saved is by faith.
Yes.
Because you believed. And he gave you the power to not do drugs. He gave you the mindset to not ever go back to that. So the same God that did that thing for you is the same God that will do this thing for you.
Mm-hmm.
He will remove all distractions. God will do that, but you have to take it to him.
Okay.
God, I desire to stay in your presence a little longer. God, I desire. God, don't allow the phone to ring. Even if it do, God, if there's an emergency, allow them to call on you. Because sometimes you just have to keep it real with yourself. Okay, Lord, whoever calling, I can't help them until I get in you.
Right.
Until I get refreshed and strengthened and build up. So whoever on the other line, God, I need you to take care of that because he's God. We have to just really solely depend on him to do all
mm-hmm.
things. Not
okay.
some, but all things.
Okay.
All things were made by him. All things were created by him. We have
mm-hmm.
to trust God for everything, even all the distractions. The only difference between to me is the preacher that's behind the pulpit and you that's sitting is that he's studying his word. He's receiving revelation for the people of God. He's staying in prayer. Yes, but he has struggles. He's some things he struggled with. He, she, whoever they is, it's something they can't tell you that's not true. That their life is perfect because it's not. And that's one thing that God wants people to know. A lot of people won't come to Christ because the people of God have presented themselves perfect in the eyes of a sinner. So when a sinner
mm-hmm.
comes to Christ, the sinner don't want to come in.
Right.
Because they don't feel unworthy. No one has made them feel worthy of coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody presents themselves up there as if they're perfect, without flaws. And that's untrue. It's false doctrine. Because if it wasn't false, he wouldn't have David in the Bible. He wouldn't have shared the story about David being a fornicator, an adulteress, and a murderer. But
right.
yet he was still king. He didn't take his throne from him. God is not going to take his anointing from you. Everything he promised you,
he's going to keep his promise.
Okay.
He dealt with David. He deals with us. Don't get me wrong. He deals with us all individually, whether we come on in the kingdom or whether we stay on the street. We are still going to get dealt with.
Right. Okay.
But he doesn't, his promises is yes and amen. He doesn't take away his promises. He loves us. And sometimes the enemy will try to trick us and deceive and tell us, oh, you messed up. God don't hear you. You know,
right.
You messed up. You need to start all the way over. Because you went to bingo or because you're distracted in the morning. Now, you do yours different. I go to work. I have to be at work at 8 a.m. So I'm in the car at 7.
Right.
Am I going to tell you that I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to pray for 3 hours? No, I'm not. I will not tell that lie.
Right.
But I give them some time.
Okay.
And sometimes it's 30 minutes before I go to work. Sometimes it's during my lunch period. And sometimes it's just totally after work.
Right.
We can't be so religious.
Right.
But God is he's relational.
Uh-huh.
He communicates with us throughout the entire day. We can walk with him, talk to him. I talk to him at my desk.
Okay.
So I don't want you to get, you know, because something going to happen somewhere else down the line. Because you're human, you know.
Right.
You're entitled to mistakes just like everybody else is. And we have to, the same grace that God gives us, the same mercy and grace that he shows us, we have to make sure we show it to the other people too.
Right.
Those
okay.
in the same streets that we came from.
Okay.
We have to love on them the same way God loved us in the kingdom. They need love. The same thing we needed was love.
Right.
Right or wrong. The same thing we needed was love.
His love
was so strong.
Mm-hmm.
His love was so powerful, it convinced us to come right on in. And that's the same type of love he want to give to the rest of the people, you know, those that want to come out of something, those that's in something, those that are struggling with something. He want us to bring everything to him in prayer.
Right.
And watch you do it.
Okay.
Watch you do it. But I want to say a prayer over you.
Okay.
Before you hang up. As a matter of fact, just don't hang up.
Okay.
Even when I turn your mic off, stay on, stay with us.
Okay.
But I want to say a prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, I lift your daughter up to you, Father, now in Jesus' name, Father. And I decree and declare, Father, right now, God, that your love, Father, is stronger than death. Father, you said your love hides a multitude of fault, and your perfect love casts out all fear. Oh, God, right now in the name of Jesus, Father, wrap her in your arms, Father. Overwhelm her with your love, God. Right now in the name of Jesus, Father, I decree and declare today that now there's no condemnation, Father, for those that are in Christ Jesus, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, her desire is to please you, Father. Father, continue to empower her, continue to strengthen her, God. Continue to give her that hunger for more, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. And, Father, we thank you, God, for what you're doing in her life, Father. Father, I thank you for where you're taking her to, God, in the name of Jesus, Father. And, Father, continue, God, to cause us to stretch out in you, cause us to grow even the more, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Father, and I thank you for it. I thank you and I honor you for it, Father, right now in Jesus' name. Let her relationship with you be tight, God.
Yes, Lord.
Let her hear your very voice, Father, in the name of Jesus and all that she do. In Jesus' mighty name, and I thank you for it and I praise you for it, and it is so. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Tiffany.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Thank God for you. Thank God for you being transparent and sharing this with us, with the show, and with whoever may have needed it. They may never confess it. It was them. But someone needed to hear this testimony.
Yes,
amen.
Lord. Amen.
Okay, amen. Love you. And
Love you too.
Stay with me. Okay.
Jesus. Okay.
Okay. Someone else is on the mic. If Michelle is Michelle Patterson, if she's on the line, I really need you to press the one button. Thank you. I love you, Shell. Okay. Hello. Can I have your name? Hello.
Hi. Oh, Tiffany, I'm back. Before I go, I love you too. Thank you for this opportunity. I just wanted to say, the previous caller, that if she's listening in, that God just give us brand new mercies every day. When we mess up, He keep giving us abundance of new mercies. Every day I mess up and do something, but I ask God for forgiveness. But because of His brand new mercies, He forgive us over and over again. So I thank God for that. So I love you guys, and I will listen to you guys again next week.
Amen. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You.
And be blessed.
Too.
Thank you so much. Love you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Love you too. Bye-bye. Okay. It's All About Your Ministries. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
This is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
This is Michelle.
How are you?
Hi, I'm sorry. I was disconnected. I was disconnected, so I had to call back.
Okay, no problem.
Can you hear
no
me?
Hold, yeah, I hear you well. I hear you well. Stay with me, okay?
Okay?
There's another caller
yeah.
on. I'm gonna keep your mic on, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Okay, maybe they changed their mind. Maybe they changed their mind. Okay. Amen. God bless you, Miss Anointed Miss Patterson. Thank you so much for your obedience.
Oh, I'm actually glad to be on. I'm glad to be on. I just heard one of the, actually several of the testimonies, and both of them were very encouraging. Because
yes.
oftentimes we don't share, you know, and
uh-huh.
You know, we don't have someone to talk to, and to just be transparent, you know. So that we can
right.
be sharpened by our sisters or brothers, or just encouraged. So it was great to hear the testimony, and I definitely want to listen
yeah.
some more.
Amen.
And how are you?
Amen. I'm good. I'm blessed, just like you. Oh wow! I just thank God for this new season that we've entered in. We at the end of the year. Lord said this is the last quarter. How are we going to
yeah.
finish? We're going to finish strong.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yes,
we're
indeed.
We're going to finish the last quarter of this year, the world's calendar, put it like that, and we're going to finish
mm-hmm.
strong. Amen.
Yeah.
What the Lord
Amen.
Had given me to share was him and Peter, when he called Peter to walk out on water. And there are several scriptures. It's about eight of them. So I'm going to read Matthew. If you all can write it down, that's fine. After we expound on this, if you want to talk at any time, again, press one button. Please do. You're more than welcome to share. Again, we're here to serve you. Amen. Okay, somebody press the one button before we got into the word, but it's all good. Amen. Let's see. What is? Hello.
Well, God bless you. God bless you, my sister. How are you this evening?
I'm fine. And yourself?
I'm good, Sister Tiffany. This is Alfreda.
God bless you, Alfreda. Thank you for calling in.
Yes. Well, I had sent the message to you asking you for prayer because of things that are going on around me and my sons, you know, with my landlord. And
mm-hmm.
it's been bothering me. And, you know, sometimes it's always good, you know, when you have someone else in the midst with you, you know. And I know you being an awesome woman of God, I was reaching out for you.
Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. Well, what we're going to do, we're going to say a prayer. And
Michelle, if God gives you something, go ahead, okay? Feel free.
Okay,
Father,
yes,
in the name of Jesus, Lord. Yes. We just lift up Alfreda, your daughter, unto you, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. You know every need, even before she asks, God. You know what's going on, Father, with her living, Father, and with her son, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. And, Father, we just, Father, pray right now, God, that nothing hinder this prayer, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that there be no unforgiveness, Father, that there be no bitterness, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, you said, Father, let go and take off every weight and every sin that so easily beset us, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. And so, Father, right now, God, we pray, God, that you have your way in her life, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Father, we just, Father, rebuke the hand of the enemy, God, even now, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we cast down, Father, all thoughts, Father, that are none of you, God, in the name of Jesus. Every thought, every imagination, Father, every high thing that, Father, exalt itself against the knowledge of you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Father, we demand and command, according to your word, Father, that everything, God, will bow down before you, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. And, Father, we decree and declare, God, that no weapon formed against her and her family shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against her in judgment, and Father, is already condemned, God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Father.
Yes.
Father, arise, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, show her your hand, Father, in the name of Jesus. Move mighty in our life, Father, even in our sons, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, Father, even in our husband, God. Father, show yourself strong in our household, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we release angels over her now, God, warring angels, God, that will war on her behalf, God, ministering angels that will minister to her very need, God, right now in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord, rebuke you in the blood of Jesus against you. We decree and declare that you are defeated, foe, in the name of Jesus. You are defeated in the name of Jesus. We cast you down now in the name of Jesus. According to the word of God, you fail like lightning in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that you have no power in the name of Jesus, but all power belongs to God in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
And God, we thank you, Father, in advance for her victory, God, for her testimony, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Father, you promised never to leave her nor forsake her, God, but you said you will be with her always, even to the end of the age. So, God, we thank you right now, God, for being with her now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you for her freedom and her liberty in the name of Jesus. And Satan, we command you to untie her right now in the name of Jesus. Father, touch her mind right now in the name of Jesus. And we speak to her mind, and I said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we thank you for her deliverance, Father. We shoot out arrows of deliverance, Father, now, God, and arrows of victory, Father, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, we honor you, we glorify you, and we praise
you
because we know it is already done in Jesus' mighty name.
Yes, God.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Yes, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yes.
And if it's okay, Tiffany, I just want to add, I know she mentioned something about her landlord.
Yes.
So if I'm a housing specialist, and so it's a lot of information that I do have about the rights and responsibilities of landlords and tenants. And so I don't know the details of it, but I definitely want to extend with Tiffany's consent. Definitely will be able to answer any questions or talk to you maybe after this call, or if Tiffany can provide my information. And so, you know, because with knowledge and with information, you know, we can be victorious. Sometimes it's just having the right information. And so I just thank God in advance for his favor in the mighty name of Jesus, which Tiffany has already declared and decreed. And so now it's just a matter of you walking in your authority. And so your authority in Christ Jesus, and then also having the information that you need to exercise your power as a renter. And okay?
Okay, thank you so much. And would I be able to, do you want me to hold or you want me to call back or what would be the?
You would have to ask. Tiffany, can you hear?
Yeah.
That's up to you, Michelle, how you want to transfer your information.
Yeah, I can give it to her. Dad. If you have a pen and paper, I can just go ahead and
okay. Sure, hold
give you.
I'm close to a pen, but you know how pens are. They start writing and then they stop. Okay.
Amen.
My name is Michelle Patterson.
Uh-huh.
And my number is area code 872.
Uh-huh.
214.
Uh-huh.
3455. 3455. Yes. And
okay.
You can call me as early as 9 in the morning tomorrow.
Okay. All
is
right.
Is that okay? Anytime, anytime between 7 and 9 will be great. 7 a.m.
All right,
and
beautiful.
9. Yeah. Okay.
Beautiful.
And give me your
Thank
name
you
again.
Thank you so much. My name is Alfreda Smith. Alfreda
okay.
Smith.
Okay. All righty. We love you, sister. We thank you so
thank
much.
You.
And,
thank you.
We know that you already have the victory, so be encouraged.
Yes, yes. And Sister Tiffany, know I love her, too. Thank you, Tiffany. God bless you.
Yes, I love you, too.
God bless
I love you,
you,
too. God bless you,
you,
too.
I'm just, you know I love you so much. I've watched you grow, and I have to continue to watch you because you are doing some awful things, awesome things, awesome to our people, for our people. And it is just a blessing that you are putting yourself out here for us. And I admire you for that.
Amen.
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 Continue to pray for me as well.
I will.
I love you.
I love you
too.
Thank you. Thank you.
Right.
And Michelle, you will be hearing from me. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
All right, God bless.
Hanging in with us. Okay, I'm just going to turn the mic off. Hanging in with us. We have exactly 18 minutes, okay? So, again, we don't stop anybody from pressing the one button. If you want to press the one button, feel free to press the one button. It's not a problem. What I got tonight was Matthew chapter 14, verse 25 through, is that 33?
Okay.
Let me see.
I'm writing them down.
Yeah. So we want to share some word.
Amen. Amen.
That,
yeah, we need the word.
Testimonies will hold you, but the word will hold you even more.
Right, it'll keep you. The word.
Yeah. Sustain you, I'm telling you. And that's one weapon the enemy is afraid of, and that's the word of the Lord. Amen. So I'm going to start at verse 25. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "Is it a spirit?" And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spoke unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come unto thee into the water." And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked out on the water to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, "O thou little faith, where didst thou doubt? Wherefore didst thou doubt?" And when they came into the ship, the wind ceased. Okay, verse 33. Then they were in the ship and came and worshiped him, saying of a truth, thou art the Son of God. Amen. As I was reading this, how Jesus convinced Peter to come, he convinced him to come. When the disciples saw him, they immediately thought it was a ghost. But what hit me was the situation and that life, the storms of life that comes. And sometimes I've caught myself saying this, when a storm hit me or, you know, my season where I'm going through, I always would say, I would go through easier if I knew this was God. And I always wanted God to reveal himself. Let me know this is you and not the enemy. And I heard Peter say right here in this verse, Lord, if it's you, bid me to come. In other words, if it's not you, I'm not coming. But if you just reveal to me in the midst of the storm that this is you, I'll go all the way. I'll come. And the Lord revealed to him that it was him, and he bid him to come. But in the midst of him coming, he began to sink. He began to doubt and fear because of the storm start, you know, and that's just kind of like us, you know, when we're going through, you're like, okay, Lord, if this is you, just let me know this is you. I'll go all the way. I'm coming, you know, and the Lord's saying, it's me. Come on, come on. And though we, you know, we're walking in obedience and we're coming, and life and winds and circumstances and children and jobs and cars and rent and everything else being thrown at us, and it's coming at us even harder and harder, such as the storm, all of a sudden in the middle of the sea, in the middle of our walking, we begin to doubt. God, is this really you? Because now it's gotten worse than the first time when I asked you, was it you? When I asked you, was it you, it wasn't this bad at first. And now that I'm in the midst of this storm and asking you, is it you? You know, now I begin to doubt. And now and doubt causes you to die. It causes you to drown. It causes you to sink because the word of God just said Peter began to sink immediately as soon as he doubted. But just like us, when we begin to doubt, we begin to sink. We begin to drown in that thing that we're in. And sometimes it feels like we're never coming out. Is God, does God see me? Is he going to come for me? Is he reaching for me? He forgot all about me. I might as well sit here and die. You know, it's over. And God comes and he scoops us right up the same way he did Peter. And when I read this, I was just truly excited because even after he saved Peter and they got back on the boat, the Bible says immediately they begin to worship him. And that's how we do, you know. It just took me to a testimony. You know, it took me to my own life where the minute God saved me, you know, all I ever do is just worship God and cry. I know they say she cry all the time, but I don't care. I cry because they're tears of joy. They're not tears of sorrow. They're not tears of hurt or pain. They're not tears of sin, but they're tears of joy that he saved me. He rescued me from whatever it was that I thought was going to kill me, was going to murder me or take me out. Amen. So I just really wanted to share this scripture because I know, you know, in life we go through things. We go through things that feel, and it causes us to feel that we're about to be taken out, that God is about to, you know, he forgot all about me. So it's over, ministry over, my marriage over, you know, I'm about to be homeless. We just automatically think it's over when it's all the time. God is just testing us, and he's testing our faith. He's stretching us. He's taking us, he's trying to take us higher in him, cause our belief level to go higher. Amen. You got anything, Michelle? You with me? Amen.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me? Yeah.
Okay, I hear you now.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It was muted. But I, what's so awesome about this scripture is that just exactly what you just stated, you know, when we're in a situation or something happens, you know, sometimes we feel like God isn't there. And it's actually the same as when God just gives us an instruction. You notice the Lord always speaks you know, and he may give us an instruction. He may tell us, okay, he may give us an assignment, you know, and in that assignment or in that instruction, you know, when we first heard God, you know, just as Peter, when he first heard Jesus, he knew it was Jesus' voice. We hear God and we say, okay, God, I take the charge. You know, I'll obey you. I'll follow through. I'll complete the work. I'll do the assignment. And then once we actually begin to go forth in that assignment or to do that work, and then the Lord allows the winds to blow. You know, the winds blowing. You know, and the thing is, it's turbulence comes. And because we know that the Lord wants to test us and wants to strengthen our faith, and in the midst of that, you know, we ask again, is it him? Even though we knew when we got the first instruction that he said it was him, we knew it was him. But he knows that we are going to sometimes doubt, or we're going to go through some trouble, or we're going to receive something, you know, that we may go through. That will try to, you know, to try us and get us off of course. But he's so faithful, just like he was faithful right here, as you stated, when basically he said, ye of little faith, why do you doubt? But basically he calls the winds to cease, you know. He stretched forth his hand and called him first, you know, and then calls the winds to cease. So he's going to catch us in the midst of whatever that assignment may be or what God is instructing us, even though we knew it was God, and now we're looking around us saying, okay, God, are you sure? Is this what you're saying for me to do? And then he's saying, you know, basically, I have you. And then he's saying to us that the winds are only going to blow for a season. The boat is only going to rock for a season. But if you just come in, side of the boat, and you just stand still, you know, like you said, you know, don't look back. And, you know, and we do look back, but he says don't look back and basically stay on the course and stay focused, and he'll definitely see us through. So, yeah, this is definitely encouraging. Because I don't know how many times I've, and just recently it seems like right in the midst of, you know, of what appeared to be a hopeless situation. And the Lord says, you know, Michelle, this is the assignment. This is what I have you to do. And then you're looking at what's before you, and you say, now how can I go and advocate or go on behalf of these people when my situation is what it is? But it just, that's God. It makes sense. So, because he gets all the glory, but it causes us to just really step out in faith and believe God no matter what the boat looks like, you know, or what wind is blowing. So this is encouraging me, Ashley, right now in the very moment that I am. Yeah, and I just say yes to him. I say yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yeah. Amen. 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 Thank you for sharing that. I will call my eyes also verse 27. He said, but straightway Jesus spoke unto him, saying, be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. And I'm thinking like, he had to be laughing, like, come on, it's me.
Come on, Peter.
You know,
right.
Right, it's me. You don't know who I am. You forgot how I look. People, you know, be of good cheer, because apparently he lost. He said he wasn't cheerful. He said... You like, hold on,
then, God.
Wait a minute.
Isn't it funny how he says, after he says, be of good cheer, and this is verse 28, he says, and Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it's you, command me to come. So at first, you know, he thought it was Jesus, he heard Jesus, but now that's just like how we say, we're like, okay, I know I heard God, but now we're like, I need to know that I know that I know.
Yes, he
command me to do it, then I know I do it, God. You know, I'll do it then, Lord.
Yes,
indeed.
Yeah, we have a caller. Let me see. Let me get the mic.
Great.
Amen.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. My name is Deacon Tim, and I'm Patricia Thigpen's husband.
Okay. Mm-hmm. God bless you.
God bless you. And I was kind of curious my wife was on the prayer line, and I, Holy Spirit, say, you know, draw me to the call. And so I was kind of touched by the lady that was talking about Peter. You know, you touched a lot of bases. And the Holy Spirit, you know, you can read that scripture three or four times, and the scripture will come alive to you, and then God will let a revelation, different revelation, come to you. Each time you read, that's the word coming alive and jumping off the page at you. Because God will let you use his word, and he'll send his word out to do what it needs to do for you that's reading his word. And he know what you need to receive from him. Because, see, Peter, in that session, in that moment, when he seen Jesus walking on the water, Peter had what they call an inner man experience. You have an inner man and an outer man. And the outer man, everyone knows the flesh, the carnal man, and everyone knows that the inner man is the spirit man. Because I'm quite sure Peter knew if his outer man was on him at the time, he knew he wasn't stepping out that boat, he had dropped like a rock. But see, Peter had been having an inner man experience, because God said, you must be in spirit in order for me to communicate with you. He don't communicate with flesh. And when Peter looked out at Jesus, he was in the spirit. And his inner man, the connection in the spirit, had him step out that boat. And Peter knew in the spirit that all things are possible. And when God and Jesus said, come, in the spirit, Peter knew that he could, and he stepped out. So I called just to share this, that, you know, it's mighty powerful that the Holy Spirit will just talk to people through the word of God. And just remember that the inner man and the outer man, I just asked, which one is driving you today? Because Peter learned, he learned that instant, that once he returned to his outer man, that all things that were possible became doubtful, and he began to sink. But Jesus, being Jesus, that saved the outer man and the inner man, Jesus reached out to him, to that outer man, and he grabbed him by the hand, and he saved that flesh. So I just called to just touch souls and hearts and share, because I think it's a wonderful thing, the prayer line. The prayer line is just lifting up God and edifying him, and your souls is angels in heaven just looking down, just rejoicing for everyone that's on this prayer line now. And the Holy Spirit just says, share with them that the inner man is what we must live by and walk by while we're in the land of the living, because the outer man is full of fear and doubt because of the flesh. You already know this. You probably already feel this. But I just wanted to deposit something into your hearts and your soul. I don't know what led me to open my mouth or get on the phone and join y'all phone call. But when I heard what you was talking about, the Holy Spirit just was speaking in my ear to say, share. Open your mouth and share. Let them know about the inner man and the outer man. And let them know that the inner man is connected to the spirit. And that's why Jesus is just there with the spirit, the inner man. But the outer man, Jesus, he know he had to help us. So I want to thank you, ladies, for just being, just listening to me, and just keep it in mind that Peter had what they call the inner man experience. And I don't know if you ever heard it put like that before. I never spoke about this before, but I know that it was no connection with him and God when his outer man showed up because he started to sink like a rock. But Jesus saved him. So whatever it was worth,
and
I hope.
We got 10 seconds.
I hope somebody got some out of it.
Yeah, I pray they did too, because I did. I did. I thank you so much, Deacon Tim, for your obedience, okay? We're on next Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., 1 hour of power on It's All About You radio show. I thank you so much, Michelle Patterson. I thank Patricia and every caller, Afrida, every caller that has called in to share and bless us and bless the listeners, because I am truly blessed. This is a new season for the radio show, and we will be back on strong and powerful next week. And we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, for this inner man and outer man experience.
Yes.
And we know that we have to walk by faith and not by sight, and that we want God to pull us by his spirit and not by the flesh. So we thank God again for this night, for this experience. And we pray that somebody was blessed on tonight, because I surely was. I really was. Thank you all so much. You have truly blessed me. And I just pray as we close out on tonight that you share this show with a friend of a friend, whoever you think need it. Share this. Spread the word. Let them call in and share. Tonight was a night of sharing, and I thank God for you all for trusting the Holy Spirit in me with your testimony.
Amen.
I thank God for that. That means a lot. That means a lot.
Yes.
So, Father God, as I close out in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray that you bless every last person that was on the show that did not press the one button, and those that did, Father. Those, Father, do something in them on tonight, Father. Father, wake up the inner man that's in them, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father.
Wake up
the spirit that lives in them, God. In the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God.
Thank you, Deacon Tim.
We thank you for Michelle. We thank you for every listener on tonight. Father, I pray that their life will never be the same, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord,
Hallelujah.
Do something new with them, God. Father, you promised that you will do a new thing and that it shall spring forth. And so, Father, we decree and declare a springing forth on tonight. Right now, in the name of Jesus, release angels around them now, God. Father, we decree and declare no backlash, backdraft, bitterness, or retaliation of the enemy now, in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that we're covered in your blood, Father, for it's your blood, Father, the reason that why we're here, the reason we're alive, the reason we're saved, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Bless Dennis, Father, even in his absence, God, that you've used mightily to make way for us to come on this show, God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Touch his home, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch homes throughout the city of Chicago now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Put your hand on the youth, Father, in the name of Jesus. Bless them now, God. Father, we release an obedient spirit over them now, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, have your way on tonight. Have your way in our lives. Have your way in our city. Have your way in the jail cells. Have your way on the corners. Have your way in every home, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Father, for the most, God, take your church back. Have your way, Father, in the poor pit, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. And God, we thank you, God. We glorify you. We give you honor and we give you praise. For God, you are Jehovah Jireh. You are our provider. You are El Shaddai. God, you are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end, God. You are all that we need, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. And God, we thank you, we honor you, and we praise you, for it is so, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord for you all. I pray that you all will bless.
Yes.
And have a good night. Have a good,
good night.
Share this with someone.
Amen.
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 Amen. All right. Good night, ladies.
Good night.
All right.